With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. There are fresh doubts as to whether President Trump's efforts to end the war in Ukraine will bear fruit. Given the latest developments, Secretary of State Rubio says Mr. Trump will decide this week whether to pursue peace efforts.
Overnight into Sunday, Russia launched an assault of airstrikes and some 150 drones across Ukraine, killing at least four people. President Donald Trump said on social media Saturday that he doubts Russian President Vladimir Putin wants to end the war with Ukraine.
And that's correspondent Donna Warder. The White House highlighting the president's border agenda to mark the administration's 100th day in office.
About 100 yard signs with mug shots of arrested unauthorized immigrants have been placed along the White House driveway. The individuals on the posters are described as illegal aliens. The display is part of the administration's focus on the president's immigration policy. In a social media post, the White House warned illegal immigrant criminals, "We will hunt you down, you will face justice. You will be deported."
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. The UN's highest court is holding hearings on Israel's duty to allow humanitarian aid into Gaza. Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Saar says Israel does not target civilians or aid workers. He's suggesting that in this forum, the deck is heavily stacked against the Jewish state.
The goal is to deprive Israel of its most basic right to defend itself. It is not Israel that should be on trial. It is the UN and UNRWA. The UN has become a rotten, anti-Israel and anti-Semitic body.
A top Palestinian diplomat accusing Israel of violating international law. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 26 points. This is SRN News. Indiana has a parental rights law.
The measure bars the state government from passing any legislation that would substantially burden a mom or dad's right to direct the upbringing, education, health care, or religious instruction of their child. John Carpenter of the Christian legal group Alliance Defending Freedom thinks it's a great idea, adding, quote, "Parents know and love their children best, and they have the right and duty to raise their children according to their own conscience." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The mayor of Amsterdam has apologized for the role the Dutch capital played in the persecution of its Jewish citizens during World War II. Speaking at an event marking Holocaust Remembrance Day, Mayor Femke Halsema said that civil servants in Amsterdam did play an active role in the murder of thousands of Jewish citizens of that city. Of the estimated 80,000 Jews who lived in Amsterdam at the outbreak of the war, only 20,000 survived. This is SRN News. The USDA is warning Mexico it will stop animal imports into the U.S. out of fears of flesh-eating parasites.
The threat was issued via letter by Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins. The screwworm targets fresh wounds in warm-blooded animals, and some of those animals include cattle, bison, and horses. Rollins says imports from Mexico will be prohibited to protect the U.S. interest of the agriculture industry. They fail to combat the spread of the screwworm.
That's correspondent Tasha Stevens. A vast area across the Midwest, as well as the plains, could be swept by powerful storms later today. Everything from thunderstorms to tornadoes, destructive hail and flash floods are possible, according to weather forecasters. Minneapolis, Des Moines, and Kansas City among the locales that could see the worst of the severe weather throughout the day today. More details at srnnews.com.